is Bulldog Live on the Pulse. To get in touch about the news of the day, call 866-823-1077. Now, here's Brian Tilton and Bulldog Live.
You need to take care of business in DRA. You need to walk away from this and leave the little guy alone and go after the big guy if that's what you really want, because we can't take it.
Coverage of the LLC tax continues here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse, and of course, a lot of things legislatively as well. First of all, I'm passing on a note to J-Dog here. I've gotten a lot of emails on the interview yesterday about the boating speed limit, and thank you very much for your comments on that. I appreciate your support and the like. And also, don't forget that there is also the gun hearings that are going to be coming up on Monday, and that is to prohibit open carry of firearms in any public place or any public building. That includes city parks, University of New Hampshire, NHTI. Could even be the Hooks at Rest Stop. It could be maybe even the Hooks at Toll Booth. Oh, wouldn't. Think about this. This is where I look at unintended consequences on things. Because think about this. That is a state-owned, that's a public building or facility, isn't it? The Toll Booth. And you know that New Hampshire troopers, rightly or wrongly, set up at the Toll Booth, right? They're usually catching people going well in excess of 35 miles an hour through the toll booth. Because remember, the speed limit is only 35. Even if you have Easy Pass, it's 35. And if you're a cash paying customer, it should be zero because you do have to stop and pay, right? Anyhow, let's say they pull you over. And somehow or another, a search should ensue of your vehicle. And they find a gun. You know, a load of firearm in your car, which you are licensed to carry. And then the officer says, you were just in a public facility there. Guess what? You are now a felon. Am I way off base on this one or not? 1 p.m. Monday, State House, Legislative Office Building, room 210 and 211. Two pieces of legislation will be heard. One will be heard at 1 p.m., one will be heard at 2 p.m. One would be dealing with the ban on firearms at the State House complex and some of the neighboring buildings there. Remember, this was the rule that was crafted about a week or two ago without any public notice, without any input, and it wasn't even on the agenda. So nobody had a chance to respond to this. Then you would have a bill that would ban the open carry of firearms, and like I just said before. So those two will be heard on Monday. And again, as Penny Dean told us, gun owners of New Hampshire will be running free shuttle buses from the Everett Sports Arena parking lot on Loudoun Road over to the State House. So if you're concerned about parking in downtown, you can park over the Everett Sports Arena, which I believe is $3 to park there. So that's an option that will be made available during that time slot. And if you want more information about that, you can call Penny Dean at 230-9999. And she'll be happy to help you out there. Our phone number here is 1-866-823-1077. I did want to touch on the Lake Winnipesaukee speed limit bill real quick. Just to recap yesterday's conversation with Scott Verdonk from Safe Boaters of New Hampshire. We talked about legislation as being proposed that would make permanent the 45-mile-an-hour speed limit. Now, remember last year, we embarked on a 2-year test program to study whether a 45-mile-an-hour speed limit daytime on Lake Winnipesaukee is necessary. Well, as Scott told us yesterday, 14 sunny days into the boating season, the legislature already had a bill in there to make it permanent. So data be damned, right? Well, we're talking about Senate Bill 2782, which will now eliminate the 2-year test and making the speed limits permanent. Whether they're necessary or not, that's what they want to do. So you can take a look for that, and we'll keep you posted on when there's going to be public hearings on that one. Now, I did mention about weapons bans at the State House, and the Concord Monitor did a little editorial the other day about what would constitute a dangerous or deadly weapon. You know, like guns, knives, baseball bats, lead pipes, and axe attacks axes, of which Tom Thompson is guilty of carrying at one time or another on the State House property. And I decided to reach out to Tom because while they didn't mention him by name, I knew exactly who they were talking about. Tom, good afternoon. Welcome back to Bulldog Live.
Good afternoon.
How's the was that a real axe that you used?
The axe that I had on the steps of the State House was not, although it was a pretty good disguise, so I guess I fooled the Concord Monitor.
So like I said, they go after your First Amendment, Second Amendment, they can go after the First Amendment, too. And that tax was very important in making your point, exercising your First Amendment freedom of speech at the Tea Party day that was at the State House
last year.
So, well, good. Well, Tom, we've been talking extensively in the last hour and are continuing to do so in this hour on the LLC tax. And you've been involved with it. There was a hearing in Berlin yesterday, which you didn't make it to, did you?
I did not make it to. I did talk to some of the folks that did make it, and they were around 25, they said. Mm-hmm. What was interesting was there are a number of folks that drove up from the southern part of New Hampshire to attend that. Unfortunately, the Department of Revenue Administration has thumbed their nose to the southern tier of New Hampshire, and they're not having any official public hearings to take testimony on this important issue. Why? You can believe what they say, but I know why, and they didn't want to go south because that's where the majority of LLCs are, and they did not want a whole lot of people there.
Right, and as Commissioner Clardy is quoted in the Union Leader, he's blaming the local chambers of commerce for the reasons why there's not going to be hearings in the southern part of the state. He's saying that they should have been in touch with him in July, August, and June to ask for these hearings. And I did hear him say on another radio program that, well, he was invited to go to the North Country, and that he was invited in the summertime to have the hearings in the North Country. And, Tom, why do I not buy it?
First of all, the commissioner needs to understand the very basics of his job, and that is that he is there to serve the taxpayers of the state of New Hampshire. And if he can't do it, then he ought to step down. That's number one. Number two, he was invited on December 16th by me to have three additional public hearings. And this is just after he was asked why they only had one at 10 a.m. on December 16th in Concord. And his answer was, because our budget has been cut back. And if you recall, they sent out a news release, DRA did, to the media, and it was in the Concord Monitor, in which they told the LLCs that the tax booklet that they had sent out earlier to disregard that because the rules hadn't been written yet. Well, we did a little digging into that and found out that the DRA spent $10,000 in postage and printing to mail that booklet out. And now they said when the rules are completed, they will then print it again and send it out. So you're looking at $20,000 of wasted taxpayers' money. Yet he didn't have the money to have a public hearing other than Concord.
Exactly. And I want to share an audio. This is I whittled this down to a short clip. I was just pulling it up as you were talking there.
Mm-hmm.
The commissioner, and I don't care who he blames. He can blame the local chamber of commerce. He can blame me. He can blame the governor. He can blame the legislature. He can blame Tom Thompson. He can blame J-Dog. I don't care. Here is what he said on December 16th when he was confronted by you about the additional hearings.
The issue on Facebook is somebody whose budget is being cut back is to make sure I spend our resources as efficiently as we possibly can. And what we don't want to do is have hearings around the state and spend dollars where we have a facility and we have two accountants or two lawyers show up.
So basically, he said they didn't want to spend any money having hearings around the state.
But stop right there. The commissioner is paid a salary. The other two people that were him are paid salaries. They have state vehicles. They have facilities all across the state that don't charge a nickel. Many of them are state facilities. It would not have cost the taxpayers one more nickel to have gone down to Nashua or to Manchester or some other cities and towns in the southern tier and done the right thing and taken their program down there and let the people come out at 6 p.m. in the evening, which I asked to have the meetings at 6 p.m., and he just didn't do it. He did not want to do it. He wanted this, you know, what I believe is...
He did not commit to more public hearings until you were standing up speaking about a half an hour from the time that the public hearing started on December 16th. He then said we will have three more public hearings, days and times to be announced, and they were announced right about on Christmas Eve.
Right, and I asked at that time, at that meeting to have one. Someone had asked for one in Exeter, someone had asked for one in Nashua, and I asked for one in the North Country. And what did he do? He had all three of them in the North Country. And you know, I don't know whether that was to appease me, but what he really did is he ticked off a whole lot of people in the Southern Tier. And he also ticked me off because that was not serving the taxpayers.
It would have been just as well to have it in Lebanon, too, where there's a lot of businesses right along the border of Vermont where people come in to do their sales tax-free shopping.
Right. But it comes down to, you know, thumbing your nose at the taxpayers, and that's what's happening. And people need to see exactly what this new commissioner is doing in the state of New Hampshire. I'm appalled that Governor Lynch is not, taking this guy to the woodshed.
Well, yes, the governor has been defending this LLC tax, this brand new income tax. And yes, it is a brand new income tax. That's exactly what it is, because this has always been treated as income before, of which New Hampshire treated as personal income and never taxed it. And now it is being taxed, and it's just being disguised as an interest and dividends tax.
Exactly. And another point that, you know, here we are in the middle of a recession. Small businessmen and women across the state are the key and the backbone of our economy in putting people back to work. Last year, 2009, 462 businesses filed bankruptcy in the state of New Hampshire. And what is the state going to do? They're going to turn around, and those that are still standing are going to tax them 5%. I mean, it's absurd what is going on in Concord, and it all comes back. The buck stops at the governor's desk, and the governor can call up the commissioner this afternoon and say, "Commissioner, I want you to put off the rules for 30 days. That can be done. It was just done over at the Department of Environmental Services because I've worked on that, and it can be done. And take it down to Nashua, go to Salem, go to Manchester, and hold three more public hearings, official public hearings. I'm not interested in, after the closing period of comments, that they're going to have a informational session, which is being designed right now in Nashua.
That's on January 24th. But that's an informational session, which people need to make it be
exactly.
Let it be known to them that this is where they show up and they are spoken to. No
exactly.
One gets to speak to them.
Right. And the comment period's over. You can't, you know, your testimony or letters, it's gone. That would only be what it is a warm, fuzzy feeling for everybody that we're going to have a meeting in Nashua. I'm sorry, folks. That's not what it is. So you need to call the governor's office and demand he get on the phone with a commissioner of DRA and do the right thing, and that is serve the taxpayers.
Exactly.
And
the governor's office
in Manchester and Salem and demand that, and his number is 271-2121.
271-2121.
That's the governor's office, and demand that be done.
Hey, Bulldog.
Jack Heath, New Hampshire Today.
I'm in the other studio listening to Mr. Thompson, who I always enjoy to listen to, and you've been so ferocious on this issue. But one thing about the North Country, I just wanted to say this very quickly. I think it's very insulting for politicians and political officials to, on the one hand, over the years, say the North Country needs more broadband connection and it's disconnected from the rest of New Hampshire. And then when they want to kind of hide hearings, they use the North Country to kind of tuck two or three hearings in there because there's less people up there and almost like they're misinformed and don't know enough to check out this tax. I think it's – I'm surprised that is a separate story, kind of using the North Country for political expedience and almost insulting their integrity hasn't come up. Just your thoughts.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. They're using the North Country for cover on this one. And it's insulting to all of us, as taxpayers, and particularly LLCs. There are just under 43,000 LLCs in the state of New Hampshire. And we should be going around the state in a manner that covers everyone in an equal way. And what I suggested to the governor.
Because Clarity is coming after them equally.
Oh, yeah. I suggested to the governor and to the council members that each council member, which is equally distributed in population, have a hearing in their district.
We have two councilors that have called for that so far, Ray Burton and Beverly Hollingsworth.
Well, I think Ray Wazorek also has asked for it. I know he told me he called Clarity about that and having one in Manchester.
Okay. Well, good. Good for Wazorek. I didn't know of that.
And Councilor Pignatelli did for Nashua, but
well, she asked for the informational hearing.
Well, she first asked for a hearing and then was talked out of that and said, we'll do an informational session.
Informational, yeah, yes, the informational session, that's yeah. It, yes. Yeah, because that's what she told me on the phone, too.
Right. I would just say to all of your listeners that, you know, it's going to be a real pain to get on a bus and come up to Plymouth, New Hampshire tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. But if there's any way you can do it, if you're an LLC, please take the time to do it and come up and tell the commissioner what your thoughts are on this issue. It is a huge issue, and it's going to what I've done is asked the Attorney General's office for a ruling, because if you look at the New Hampshire Constitution, Article 23, it's the way I read it. It says you cannot go back retrospective and collect taxes. This bill was signed into law on July 1st, and they're going back. The commission has already said they're going back to January 1, 2009, to collect the taxes.
And making people dig up records from as many as 10 years prior, to which they were never required to keep those certain records before.
Correct. And then
I smell another lawsuit coming on that one against
nobody,
the state.
Nobody in January 1st of 2009 planned for a 5% income tax.
That's correct.
So I have a call into the Attorney General's office, and if anyone over there is listening, please have them call me. We need to get a ruling on this, not for me, but for the 43,000 other LLCs that are out there that are about ready, and they don't know which way to go now. They couldn't plan year-end planning because this hadn't been completed.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they're wondering, what the heck do I do between now and April 15th?
Yep, exactly. Well, Tom, I've got to run. Thank you very much for that information. Keep us posted as usual. Andy Sanborn from the Draft Sports Bar and Grill will be joining us next because he's got the gory details on what reasonable compensation is.
All right. Hope to see everyone tomorrow night.
All right. That is tomorrow night at Plymouth State University, 6 p.m. in the Hyde Hall Auditorium.
And see you have that on your website. Is that correct?
BrianTilton.com. Click on LLC tax page and all the information, including directions, is there.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Tom.
Bye now.